Well, good morning. This is Jeremy Dees of Planning for Life, Life and Financial Planning Consultants from Helmsley in North Yorkshire. This is my market perspective for Monday, the 2nd of April 2012, into the second quarter already. There's no doubt the emphasis in the world economy is now on growth. The OECD issued a report last week and they continue to anticipate robust growth in the US, but ongoing fragility in Europe, and they see another mild recession already in place in Europe, with a possible slow recovery in the new quarter. Japan and the Far East this year is growing more than expected, but the emphasis really now for the markets is on growth. So let's look at the highlights of last week. In the US, Ben Bernanke in a speech saw the need for continuing monetary accommodation still to keep boosting demand and to lower unemployment. Unemployment has been continuing to fall, but still remains high in the US. Housing figures were again below expectations. Jobless claims were again down, but not as much as expected. Across in Europe, markets are very much affected by the OECD report, which painted a very uninspiring picture for Europe, especially compared to the rest of the world. And as I say, this really helped to keep a lid on stocks in Europe. We did, however, see further action by Eurozone finance ministers, and this did help to boost markets to a certain extent. This included a restructuring and expansion of the European firewall, building it up to 700 billion euros. Across in Asia Pacific, worries about global growth continue to affect markets there. The lid has very much been kept on the markets by particularly European growth prospects. But Japan saw the end of its fiscal year and a strong recovery in the last quarter in the indices. Found it ready on the weakening yen and the boost this is providing to exporters, and that's been the trend for most of this quarter. Looking at commodities, bonds, etc., the yield curve continues to trend upwards, and this is because investors are beginning to move away from bonds and into equities. Oil was down on a number of factors, including Saudi's comments that they would act to bring the oil price down, and also possible releases of oil from strategic reserves. In currencies, euro recorded its strongest quarter gain for a while against the dollar, really on the success of the Greek bailout plan and on the upgraded firewall. Crossing the Far East, the yen came off its peak as companies repatriated overseas earnings before the end of the fiscal year. That's a very common phenomenon at this time of year. But over the medium to longer term, I still expect to see the yen continue to weaken. Last week, markets were mixed as traders squared off positions at the end of the quarter. Japan and Asia Pacific were up, Europe was down, US was up. Let's say have a look at the markets for the last quarter. These are generally strong with some key resistance lines broken. Japan is up 18% and the Nikkei broke concisely through the 10,000 mark. Far East is up 14%, Europe is up 8%. UK up 14%, although the FTSE failed to break through the 6,000 mark. The US up 12%, with the Dow conclusively through the 13,000 mark. Oil ended up down 3% on the week at 103, and gold is more or less again unchanged at $1,678. So that's the bottom line. Well, growth is still the issue, and even though prospects for the US and the Far East look much better than at the start of the year, it's Europe's debt problems, as well as China's inflation, that are keeping the brakes on our interconnected global economy. This week, market moving events. Eurozone and UK central banks both meet, although they're unlikely to move markets much, I suspect. There is a release of data across the globe at the start of the month and the quarter, but it's also, of course, a shortened week due to the Easter holiday and probably less activity on the markets. For myself, just to let you know, I am actually on holiday now and will be for the next 2 weeks. Spending some time here at home. We've got a lot of people coming to stay, and then heading off on Saturday to the slopes. I shall amuse myself by heading as fast as possible down the mountains on two pieces of plastic and steel. A crazy activity, but great fun nonetheless. And all being well, I shall be back in 2 weeks' time. That's it for me. Have a very good Easter. Have a very good break if you're taking one. Please note that this commentary should not be regarded as advice. Please speak to your financial advisor before taking any action regarding your finances. Planning for Life is authorised and regulated by the Financial Services Authority. Our number is 448 184. That's it for me. Take care.